Arnold Palmer grew up in St. Augustine and lives in Jacksonville. And no, he's not the golfer. He just has the same name, and he does get asked about that.
Yes, all the time. My parents gave me that name. I was born in 64, St. Johns County.
Arnold graduated from St. Augustine High School, where he was a good student and an athlete. Then his life took a different turn.
I decided to sell drugs, and I was doing lots of things that I shouldn't have been doing. Finally, I got caught. I went to prison, did 17 years and 17 straight days. While in prison, I decided to educate myself. I started taking correspondent courses, and I ended up getting my associate's, my bachelor's, my master's, and my doctor's degree in biblical studies. That was the change in my life.
And after those 17 years, Arnold Palmer was sent out of prison and back on the street with little more than his freedom.
I realized that it was going to be kind of hard. During the time that I was in prison, they did not have computers. And so once I got out, I moved to Jacksonville. I started hitting the pavement to look for a job. And I didn't realize that when you go in a place, the first thing they say is go online. And I did not have no skills in that area. It was kind of frustrating.
Arnold found Ready for Work, a nonprofit program that helps people released from prison to prepare for jobs. Arnold thought he needed more time to work on some of his issues.
My emotional feelings, things that passed, things that I was still holding on to. They had a mental health service here that can help you with that. I also worked on relationships with my daughters because I didn't see them for 17 straight years. I was helped with that. Finally, I got a job at Moreau's Smokehouse on Beach Boulevard. And I'm a prep cook. Whatever they need me to do, I do it. I just feel very, very good today.
Arnold Palmer hopes to move on with his professional life. Starting in prison, and now with Ready for Work, he's become a speaker.
Never been trained to speak. Really, my heart is towards helping other people because me being a drug dealer for so many years, I feel like that I can be an inspiration. I started facilitating classes on substance abuse and NAAA, and I speak up here at least once every 2 months.
His biggest task, he says, is building a relationship with daughters who grew up without him around.
One daughter, she's very happy that my life is right. She's a teacher in St. Johns County. She's 28. I have another daughter, and she stays in West Palm Beach. She's also a teacher. I have a very good relationship with them. For me not to be there for them for 17 years and getting out, and their mothers had a heart to not disown me or to say bad things about me.
And through the healing process, for both Arnold and his family, he's learned a few things.
Not trying to make it the easy way, working hard for what you want and doing it the legal way. The healing process for me is when I took ownership. I took ownership of it and I just released it.
In addition to his family, Arnold Palmer of Jacksonville feels he owes something to his name.
My name is a special name, Arnold Palmer, because everywhere I go, everybody's like Arnold Palmer. So I want to live up to that name because he's a very popular person and he's doing a lot to help people.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.